News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome on board. The person who would always catch me saying silly things on the radio is back. Yes, it is foggy overhead, but it's also foggy in front of you and behind you, and if you're on a bridge, probably underneath you. So I appreciate that. So she'll get producer credits today as well. Jennifer Wakeman is back, former news director here, just a great community leader locally, executive director of Drive. She's going to talk about what that really important entity is that's making things happen around here. They're a catalyst slash doer slash workhorse to just make economic development and jobs happen around here. Welcome back. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I do appreciate that. And Steve Stumbris is back, director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. They've teamed up with Drive to make a pretty big thing happen in Danville. So welcome back.
Thanks, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Let's get quick elevator speeches here about what Drive is. First of all, tell us what this great organization is.
Sure. Well, Drive was created in 2015. It's actually a council of governments created by Columbia and Montour counties. The commissioners and some other interested parties formed a task force, and Drive is what came out of it. They really looked at it from a standpoint of when a business is looking for a new place to go. They're not looking at a specific county. They're looking at what is the best site for us for a variety of reasons: infrastructure, employment, workforce, those kinds of things. And they said the county boundaries don't matter, so let's take a regional approach. So that's really why Drive was implemented in the first place, was to tackle economic development for Columbia and Montour counties. So that's kind of what we do. Economic development is one of those, you know, large gorillas that covers a lot of different things. It can cover everything from marketing sites, which is looking to bring companies in, new capital investment into the region. It covers business retention and expansion. That is going and meeting with the companies that are here. What do they need? What's going well? Where are their issues? Who do we need to bring into this discussion to help facilitate and help those companies continue to grow? Do they need more space? Do they need better or larger workforce? Do they need funding? Do they need, I mean, there's so many public providers out there. Part of what we're supposed to do is to be that kind of one-stop shop. I have a business in Columbia, Montour County. I need help. I have questions. Who do I call? Start with us. We can get you to the right folks.
All right. And you think big, and you know people everywhere, and you get them connected. Plus, then Columbia County doesn't have to have their own super sort of hands-on economic development specialist. Montour doesn't have to have their own. You work for both of those counties, and you make stuff happen.
Right.
Steve Stumbris, elevator speech, Bucknell University Small Business Development Center, please.
Absolutely. The Small Business Development Center, or the SBDC, is a resource for entrepreneurs in the region. We are the educators and expert advisors for people who are thinking of starting a business and for business owners who are looking to expand their operations, to innovate in their businesses, or to grow. We provide training workshops that give entrepreneurs the skills and the information that they need to make smart decisions in their businesses. We also work with them one-on-one, consult with them, and advise them on strategies, from growth strategies to marketing strategies, and also really dig into the numbers, making sure that business owners understand cash flow, making sure that business owners understand the finances of their businesses.
And make sure that when people say, I have an idea, if there is a way they can make it happen, you can make it happen, and the region and the community and the business and the incubators and the startups can make it happen, then you glue all that together for them.
Absolutely. And the SBDC has been doing this for years and years. I mean, for over four decades. Hosted at Bucknell, but serving six counties throughout central Pennsylvania. One of the newer projects that we've been involved in is hosting a business incubator. And I know you've visited with us in downtown Lewisburg for some of our programs. Hosted right there in the same building as us is Startup Lewisburg, which is Bucknell's home for innovators in downtown Lewisburg. Has a dozen startup companies that we work closely with on a daily basis as they are going through those early stages of founding and growing their companies. But that brings us to the opportunity of, we've had some success in that particular incubator program. what we're here today to share is that Drive and the Bucknell SBDC are partnering in phase two, which is Startup Danville. The space in Lewisburg, as I said, has about a dozen startup companies in it. We're working with Drive in their headquarters in Danville to create a business incubator for that community. Very excited about how that is launching.
Right.
Startup Danville.
Mm-hmm. So we bought 20 acres, a little more than that, but about 20 acres, had four buildings, which included a 32,000 square foot office building, which we've retrofitted some of it, updated it, and moved.
Where's that?
It's on Railroad Street in Danville. So turn at the light at Dunkin' Donuts. That's what everybody knows in Danville.
That's
<fine. laughs> the easiest way to tell people to get there. So we have this office building. We're in about 1,500 square feet of it. There's another 30,000 square feet to go. And so when the SBDC said, you know, we'd really like to look at finding a location, we're like, well, we have a lot of room. So got together with the property committee and the Drive board and said, this is what we'd like to do. And so our contribution to this project was we outfitted the space. We redid it, upgraded it, brought in, you know, just freshen the whole space up. So they will have two locked offices and they'll have about 1,500 square feet, 1,200, something like that,
right,
that will be
right.
Theirs for, you know, offices and co-work space for the members of the incubator.
All right, and who's going to make good use of it when it's up, fully up and running and starts to fill up?
Well, you're going to staff it.
We're going to staff it. The SBDC, so one of the key members of the SBDC team is Denny Hummer, manager of Startup Lewisburg. He will be spending time there working with the upcoming members of Startup Danville on a daily basis. Also, Denny and other members of the SBDC team will be supported by Bucknell students. In Lewisburg and throughout the region, we engage students from the Freeman College of Management, from the College of Engineering, and more as research assistants and as consultants in their own right, providing valuable services to companies. So you'll see Bucknell students over in Danville working directly with entrepreneurs from that community.
Right, so those are the people that will go there, but you already know, you've run into people in Danville who have good ideas, who think big, who say, boy, I wish I had a place to do
right.
this perhaps.
And that's part of what we do is, you know, getting them hooked up with the right folks. And we've had people say that to us, you know, I have this idea for a small business, or I need some help in my small business. And the first thing that I say is, have you been to the SBDC? And it's not that far. I drive from Lewisburg to Danville every day, but sometimes that feels like a daunting task. And so to have a location where they can be right here in their own backyard, because that's one of the things they found with Startup Lewisburg, about 90-some percent of the entrepreneurs that have come through that program in the 7 years have come from within about a 5 to 10 mile radius
exactly.
of Lewisburg. So, and we should say for sure that this all actually kind of came about because Merck had a grant program that the SBDC applied for.
Absolutely. So Merck's Community Foundation supports organizations that are doing good in their communities. Working with local partners from Merck, we put together an application for their Neighbor of Choice program. So it is the SBDC, it is Drive who are involved in this work, but it is very much thanks to the support and the direct involvement of folks from Merck who are making this happen.
What kind of entrepreneurs might go in there?
There's certainly going to be, I believe, a focus on people who are working in healthcare technology, whether that's medical device technology or other things related to healthcare. It's a kind of, as you all know, it's a vast opportunity. And with Geisinger being right up the hill, I fully expect, and having a research institution there as well, there's already some communication, collaboration back and forth between Geisinger and Bucknell already. This could be a new place for them to come. So I think we'll have people like that. You sort of never know. I know there's somebody who's actually currently at the Startup Lewisburg, and he can't wait for Startup Danville to open because he's actually from Danville.
Probably will be member number one.
So probably. We'll see. He's like already decided that's what he's going to do, is be member number one.
But those themes, especially for that for that community, influenced certainly by the presence of Geisinger and the presence of Merck, health, wellness, advances in medical technology, these health technology innovators. That's the broad theme of Startup Danville. And we know we're already connected with innovators and big thinkers in the community who are excited about that theme. We're looking forward to welcoming them and drawing them in to being part of Startup Danville.
Right.
And what do your innovators and entrepreneurs do? I mean, I think small, so I think entrepreneur, oh, it must be a craft brewery, or, you know, because that's my favorite thing. So for you, what do your entrepreneurs and innovators do?
Well, it kind of brings me back to one of the members of the current incubator from about 4 or 5 years ago, software developer, by night, by day, a resident at Geisinger in their radiology program, and he encountered software and other digital management platforms in his day-to-day life that he was not satisfied with. So he said, I can do better than this. He launched a company called Medtrix Lab, which provides medical education, so graduate medical education schools like Geisinger, with the tools to advance their scheduling and their residency programs. They now have grown into the Philadelphia market, and one of their most significant customers is Johns Hopkins University, their medical school. So thinking big.
Where do I get more information on all the work that you do?
Find us at bucknell.edu/SBDC for Small Business Development Center.
And where do I find information about Drive and soon all the details about Startup Danville?
That's at driveindustry.com.
All right, driveindustry.com. We have the executive director of the Drive organization here, Jennifer Wakeman. Please come back. I only have a million more questions about the really many deliverables and facilities and accomplishments already, and you got a great resume at Drive already, and what's in the future. So please come back. And Steve Stumbris, I know he'll be back,
absolutely,
director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center, bucknell.edu/SBDC. It's the only website I memorized, so
very good.
Other than WKOK.com.